Now, here's something that's really changed, homework and schoolwork for very young kids.
Oh, yeah. When I started all this Love and Logic stuff years ago, nobody asked me about preschool and kindergarten homework.
Yeah. Yeah. I have parents come up to me and they say, you know, my kid won't do any homework. He's really resistant. You know, he just wants to come home and play all the time. And so I'm thinking, kid's 13. You know, that's in my head. I said, well, how old is he? Five. Oh, and my first response is, oh, that poor thing. I mean, really, because kids that age should not have this traditional worksheet, homework kind of stuff.
Busy work.
So many are being sent home with. And you know how little kids learn is they play and they do jobs with their parents and they have a good time and their parents read to them and things like that.
I think in years to come, when we look back at history, to these days, we're going to say we made a grave mistake.
Right.
Kids in early years learn through play.
Mm-hmm.
They don't learn through worksheets. And what we're doing is and I'm not sure what caused all this, but we're forcing kids into a whole lot of academic and content things early in life, where they should be learning through hands-on activities, experiments, all those kinds of things. And then, you know, they get burnt out by the time they get to the age where they really should be doing that kind of thing in late middle school and high school.
Right. And, that's what we're seeing is a lot of little kids can learn some of these things, but by the time they're in the third grade, they don't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And we're stealing the joy of learning, and we're also creating a situation where there's a lot of parents who are fighting a lot with their little kids over schoolwork, and boy, is that a lethal deal.
Well, yeah, a relationship goes to pieces. You know, here's a funny thing. Every once in a while, I'll ask a audience of school teachers, I'll say, how many of you believe that the quality of life at home has a huge impact on how well kids do in life and in school and all that? Oh, the hands all go up.
Right.
And they can recite all kinds of research from way back in the 40s when they studied farm kids who had to be involved with the family more and the family economy and all of that time, and found out they bonded quicker with their parents, they bonded quicker with the values of the parents, and they did much better in school. So what did we do? We threw that out, and we just decided we need lots of more homework, and pretty soon it's gone way down into the low grades where...
And there's no research supporting the importance or really the effectiveness of homework to learning, really for the elementary grades. There just is not, and that's a well-documented fact. There's also something I wanted to mention. That the research, believe it or not, that's happening now on learning is saying the same thing as that research did in the 40s, that the kids need to feel like a team at home, like part of the gang. They need to feel needed. They need to make contributions in the form of chores without nagging and battling. And by the way, with little kids, though, the kids we're talking about at this age, do the chores together and make it fun.
Yeah.
You know, don't expect the kid to have all these things that they remember to do every single day and all this sort of thing, because they're too young for that. But little kids, you just start doing stuff together. And of course, it takes twice as long, because they make a lot of mistakes. But have fun together doing jobs around the house, raking, taking out the trash, cleaning out the cat box, whatever. And, you know, be a good actor and make it seem like you're really having a good time. Let them see you having some joy when you're doing your chores around the house. Remember, be a good actor or actress. And you got to fake it till you make it. But we want to condition the kid to associate helping with appreciation and love and doing chores with good feelings. And I've had a lot of parents say, we started that when they were really young, and gosh, we just haven't had a lot of the problems that we have, you know, a lot of people have with their teenagers being willing to help out. But it's, again, let's come in close here and make a clear point. there are some things that you can do that will dramatically increase the odds of your kids doing well in school. And they have nothing to do with traditional schoolwork.
They don't have to do with pencil and paper.
No. It has to do with spend a lot of time with your kids having fun. Let them play. Involve them in chores and doing them together. Make sure that they understand that when you set a limit, you're going to follow through, right? Make sure that they have a lot of love and affection, right? And they feel secure. Read to them a lot. And cook with them. Boy, they can learn a lot about math by cooking together and then go out and get in the garage and do some things together and talk about measuring and stuff like that. And all of that stuff creates a little mental powerhouse. I mean, you know, the kindergarten teachers will say, we can tell the kids that do a lot of that stuff because they come into school and maybe they really haven't done any traditional academic stuff, but man, they just are head and shoulders above other kids. Talk to your kids a lot. Yeah. And talk to them like they got PhDs. You know, use big words and then explain what the word means. Our youngest, when he was three, he learned the word nemesis. So I just think that's a fun word. Yeah. Well, what's a nemesis? You know, it's like, well, it's a bad guy. It's like your most evil enemy, you know. And then he started using that word. Oh, that person's my nemesis. But it's using those big words, talking about them, having fun, being silly with them. I remember with one of ours, I can't remember which one, we taught him to say synthetic fibers. He was like three. And so he was telling everybody in the stores, you know, as we went through, my teddy bears, it's not real fiber, it's synthetic fibers. It's made of... But having fun and talking to them like they can really understand the stuff, because they can. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And modeling.
Modeling.
You know, modeling the joy of learning. And one neat way to do that is you set up a pattern for yourself that every day when you greet your kids at the end of the day or when they come home is, guess what I learned today? You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always kinds of things that you've learned today. And if you didn't learn them today, you learned them sometime and you can recall them. You can even say things like, guess what I learned today? I learned that if you go down to that store and you forget your credit card, they make you pay with real money. I learned that today.
Yeah, so it's them hearing, guess what I learned today? Guess what I learned today? Now, and I hope this takes some pressure off of some of you because I see parents just so stressed about this, and it doesn't need to be the case. But we need to deal with this issue of what if your kid is bringing home homework and the teachers are saying they have to get this worksheet done and all that. Share some thoughts about how to handle that.
If my kid is in the early grades, I probably want to have a behind-the-scenes discussion with that teacher about what is all this about and what kind of research can you give me that says that this is a good way for my kid to be doing? Please don't tell my child that I was in here talking to you about this.
And it's not a confrontational discussion. It's just, hey, you know, I'm really curious and I want to support
you. Why is this good?
Yeah, but this is something I can't support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when the kids do come home with it, you assume, because good teachers know that the only kind of homework that a kid should have in these early grades is something that they've already mastered at school and could use a little repetition on at home.
Right.
So first question for your child is, oh, and how did your teacher show you to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Now, if they say, well, I don't really know, well, that's sad. Maybe you'll listen better tomorrow, right? Okay, and you don't help them. Now, if they say, well, the teacher told me to do this and this, but I don't get it, that's when we sit down and say, well, let me show you how I do it. And modeling once more, I'll show you how I do it, and then move away and let them do it on their own. But make sure that the kid is the one who has the crayon or the pencil or whatever in his hand and it's not you.
Yeah, and I think something we can remind ourselves of is that, you know, the kid's grade in preschool or kindergarten or first grade or way up, actually. Their boss is not going to say, you know, I noticed that you didn't hand in those worksheets and when you were five, and you know, we could offer you the job, but you know, this is a deal breaker. it's just not gonna happen. And so what's more important, again, is preserving the relationship with the child that you have, and them viewing learning as something fun. And then if they don't get the stuff done, listen, we're not going to sweat it. It's going to work its way out. It really is.
Yeah. I remember you were in elementary school, and you got crosswise with the art teacher.
Well, it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, I know. You ask a really stupid question like, is this the only way we can do that?
and maybe I had a little bit of an attitude. I can confess that to you now that, you know, I'm 50, but I think maybe part of it was me.
So you had to go to the office until you wrote a 20-page paper. You had to stay in the office each art period until you wrote a 20-page paper on an artist or something, and you couldn't find 20 pages in an encyclopedia about an artist. So you were pretty upset, and you were deciding, well, I just won't go back to art. You know, I'll just sit down here in the principal's office every day. We had that little discussion, and the discussion had to do with, well, what's going to happen? Well, I'll probably fail art. Yeah, but what's going to happen if you fail art? Do you suppose they'll hold you back a grade or whatever? And you finally decided, well, I don't think they're going to do much if I fail art. And you, that's what you did.
And the point here is that we're not saying it's okay for kids to be disrespectful to their teachers or to do poorly in school, right? But how do kids learn? They learn by making decisions and experiencing the natural and logical consequences, right?
That's right.
And to see those price tags of mistakes go up so much as the kids get older. And I was fortunate that I learned some of those things early on, so I didn't decide to get crosswise with one of my college professors.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it really wasn't that fun sitting in that office the whole time.